What does that sound, you ask?
Welcome to the Rec Show Podcast, a show dedicated to beatmakers around the world. Kick back, relax with the host, Golden Mind.
Rec Show Podcast with Golden Mind.
By the way, I had met somebody and I was telling them how you helped me throw the party or whatever, and they pointed at you and they're like, "Perp, that's him." No, like, you don't hear me. Like, that's him. Like, that's him at the end. That's really him. And I'm like, I know. You're not here. That's him. Like, Perp, really him out here. That's him. That's him. That's him. That's him. That's him. That's like, that's him. That's him. That's him. Like,
yo, this is Phil Spector, and you're plugged into the Rec Show Podcast with Golden Mind.
That's Himothy. Like, that's Himothy. That's Himothy. That's Himothy. Like, that's Himothy. That's Himothy. That's Himothy. You not hear me. That's Himothy. That's Himothy. That's Himothy. You not hear me. That's Himothy. That's Himothy. That's Himothy. You not hear me. You not hear me. You not hear me.
This is Black Eye 9. You're checking out the Rec Show with Golden Mind. Peace, peace.
Like,
I'm about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Also, make sure y'all tap into the Beatmakers Corner, which is a new segment I started this year, basically talking about and unboxing physical music, whether it be cassettes, whether it be CDs, whether it be vinyls, whether it be thumb drives. I mean, however you creators get your music out, man, if I could support, I'm always supported, man. So tap into I think we got 5 episodes up there right now. I skipped this week just to kind of record some more for the next few weeks, but yo, tap into the Beatmakers Corner. But yo, enough of that, man. If you like what we're doing, man, like, subscribe, you know, hit the bell, all that jazz. But let's get into the shit, man. So listen, man, we are going all the way to California, man. So this young gunner, man, I'm gonna call you a young gunner, man, because yo, man, he's a bass guitarist, right? He plays instruments. Yes, he's in college, right?
Yes, sir.
He's Lincoln. He's a crew member for A Love Supreme California. He's been featured on the motherfucking beat table with L.A. Wah. Yeah, I mean, he's doing live sets all over the place. Burger Beats, the Beat Cinema, Flip a Beat Club. I mean, wherever this gentleman is, man, he's rocking the crowd, man. And I love the way that he is coming into his music and just giving you his art, man. He's not copying nobody. He's not like, you know, just putting out boo-boo. Man, this guy's got something, man. He's got 2 albums on Bandcamp, man. Baby Steps, number one, and then Baby Steps, number two. And Baby Steps, number two, man, that's another level up, man. So we definitely going to talk about that. But, man, listen, I want y'all to welcome the one and only bassist, beats, and everything like that, man, Travis Vonville, a.k.a. Jet Lag Trav. Welcome to the show, Jet Lag. How you doing, my guy?
Thank you. First and foremost, thank you to my brother Goldemine with the Rec, you know, podcast, man. You'll be doing some beautiful things for the community, for real. But thank you all for having me, man. This is beautiful. I'm thankful for all the opportunities I've been blessed with, such as this one also, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, hey, man. It's my pleasure, man. For the internets, man, who might not know, like, you are just getting started, man. You haven't even scratched the surface on your music abilities, man, your performance abilities. Like, yo, man, I feel like you just tapping into a new superpower and you just learning how to, like, master them. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, for real.
Yeah, man. Okay, listen, man. Jet, first of all, how did you even come with that name? You know, for the B-heads that might not know who you are, man, like, what does Jet Lag Trav mean? How long have you been making beats, and what associations and collectives are you a part of?
Alrighty, so first and foremost, I got Jet Lag Trav. I got probably started going by that name, or just had that name in mind circa like early 2000s, like before I even really started doing music on a serious, intentional like note. And my brother and I, back in the day, as most of the homies and just about everyone that makes music or has been around music, just used to kick, you know, freestyles, listening to beats back in the day after we listened to whoever was making stuff back in the day that we was messing with. And my brother and I, oh, yo, like, we got to have some names, you know, if we going to be, you know, kicking verses and, you know, freestyling. So at first, like, before all the beats and before I even had, like, a, you know, guitar in my hand, you know, I had or bass in my hand, just my brother and I kicking, and he was like, yo, one by a few different names that were like, you know, a little tacky. And I was like, you know, we're not gonna do no top hat, no high top, nothing like that. You're not gonna play on words of, you know, high tech, nothing like that. So just some original. I've been blessed to travel enough in my life, so I've experienced jet lag enough, and I'm hoping, just as well, the way music has touched me, I'm hoping to be able to have my music touch people all across the globe. And, you know, so Jet Lag, you know, Trav kind of just came in about with my brother and I just tying the words together. And yeah, it just stuck. And then fast forward to like 10, you know, almost 8 years after that, when I actually, you know, started picking up guitar and bass, I was like, all right, this is cool. But I still didn't really have a reasoning for me to have that name be, you know, intentionally used yet. So it was still just, you know, Travis, my birth name, Travis Vonville. And eventually, you know, kicking it with T and, you know, Joshua and all the other homies throughout, like, circa 2015 to, like, 17, heavily. Right after high school, I was kind of, like, really emphasizing just, like, learning, like, the fundamentals to an extent and how to get around with the guitar and, like, the bass. And then I remember, like, my first little income tax return I got, I copped my first bass, little Ibanez. And, yeah, started, like, just messing around with that. I used to originally start making cuts off of GarageBand, and then I really wasn't too comfortable with the flow. So I was, all right, let's go, like, start, you know, just making some stuff with, like, FL that I was blessed to be around. Like, people, like I said, once again, T and Black God and, you know, all other homies that have been around that were able to give me at least a basis and rundown on how to, you know, function shit. And then, you know, so let, you know, then they said just let the imagination, you know, take over. And from there,
I just started making beats. I'd say like trying to just find, you know, how to, you know, first and foremost function, you know, the programs I was messing with, and then incorporate, you know, the bass and guitar stuff that I enjoy. And I was like developing over time. I'm still just honing into, like you said, I'm still just barely touching the surface. And I'm thankful that people are enjoying and appreciating what I've put out so far and what I'm going to continue to put out. But yeah, so still just tying in jet lag and what I was originally doing. Wanted to make sure when I first started having my name tied into jet lag travels, the beats I was doing, I'm a heavy like record collector. I have like a stupid collection. So I try to incorporate, you know, random, you know, cuts and, you know, loops here and there and having fun with that. And I love the human like expression at times with having like just conversations I picked up whenever I've obviously had the consent of friends, just what conversations we'll have, just shooting the shit or in jam sessions and just taking stuff and, you know, plugging it in here and there with whatever the record was going for, and, you know, just having stuff like that. So a mixture of all that type of stuff eventually led to me wanting to create the series of baby steps, talking to the homies like, all right, you know, you're not really just, the homies reminded me, you're not just not intentionally making, you know, sounds. You're kind of got something going, so you should do something. And then, yeah, picked up off of the people around me, like, all right, I should probably drop something to give people an idea of what I've been working on. And yeah, just decided baby steps, because as we all are doing, we're, you know, taking baby steps towards where we want to grow and be at. So this series is a series of like fully, you know, thought out ideas as well as half thought out ideas as a means of whatever the feeling and wherever my mind and I was at consciously at that time. So tying that stuff into, yeah, that was the series. And I'm thankful to have experienced, you know, the birth of it around like, I'd say like the beginning of lockdown really created me to like catapult me to want to, you know, do that intentionally, you know, craft all the sounds towards that. Mm. And yeah, continuing with that stuff to now just eventually drop. I wanted to drop more stuff because I have a lot, it's unfortunate, I have a lot of sounds that are just like kind of in the vaults, but it's just kind of grouping the thoughts and the feelings together and continuing to release it with the baby steps in mind, as well as other projects I have wanting to release over time. And then tying to the other conversation you're saying with collectives I'm a part of, as of right now, just I love Supreme, Bangham, yeah, love my guys, all the homies, just deep. You got, you know, Pax, Christian, you know, Black God, Frank, you got, you know, my guy Splash, you know, Dom, we got, yeah, everybody. Black God is just endless. We got so many people on the roster.
So many.
Delente, like, all the homies are crazy, you know what I mean? My guys are longer, like, crazy with it. Everyone's doing the thing. T, like, I'm proud of everyone, and they inspire me on the daily. Like, Burn, the Tofari, just come on. Mm. So all the homies around me just remind me to, like, just level up. I need to, you know, get on my shit. I was also reminding myself, like, I'm also, like, a, you know, a full-time student, a full-time, you know, personal life, as we all are, balancing, you know, school work and all that shit, as we all are. And just, you know, reminding myself, all right, I need to continue to level up and get this shit going over time, over 9,000.
Over 9,000, Rex Mason, yeah. Yo. Shout out to Rex Mason, man. But, yo, shout out to Power. What's that? Dragon Ball Z, right? Is that?
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
from?
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to my Dragon Ball fans out there, you know. Yo, man. You're, first of all, shout out to you and your brother for coming up with a dope name. But then also you linking with, you know, just coming up. I think lockdown for a lot of us, man, was really like a nudge to really just, you know what, man, this thing I've been thinking about doing, yo, let me just do it, man. I ain't got nothing else to do. Let me just go forward and do it. You know what I'm saying? I think that was a nudge for a lot of us.
Literally.
Yeah, man. And I'm glad you did, man, because I really enjoy your music. I enjoy what y'all put out from the crew as well, and you know, seeing y'all live performances. Now, when he's talking about when Jetlag is talking about internets, he's talking about I love Supreme California, man. This is the crew of like the Avengers of beat making, yo. Like, yo, man, like, yo, you. All right, let me make sure I got this right. You got Bernard Topiary, you got T. Dot Einsoft, you got Black Guy Nine, you got Jetlag Trev, you got Splashius, you got Zelente, you got Low Tech. I mean, well, yes, not sir. Low Tech. It's thank you now.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Yeah. I gotta say that. Thank you.
Also, Oswald Pax. So it's crazy. I'm going to cut you off, brother. So it's always, I got reminded, we had crazy birthdays this past week/month. We had Pax, Zolonger, and thank you all in the same week. Shouts out to Duck Girl. Shouts out to, you know, all the homies. There's a few other homies that had birthdays around there slipping my mind. But yeah, it's crazy birthdays around there.
Wow, man. Yo, so many. Yo, happy birthday, everybody, man.
Them Aquarians.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And, Rex Mason had a birthday. I think Jay Hershey had a birthday. Man, who else had a birthday, man? It's so many of y'all, man. But, yo, man, yeah. But, yeah, man, that's the crew, man. I think, was Drive the Hearse a part of y'all crew, too?
One more time?
Drive the Hearse.
I don't think so.
That might have been.
I don't think so. I know when we first were starting, shout out to brother Who Knows, Young JT, Ill Cat. He was originally going to be a part of it, but through your life, he wasn't able to be able to commit. But he's super ill. Shout out to everything he's doing. But that's another member that kind of like for conversation was possibly brought up. And then we got obviously brother Enlightenment Pictures Productions with all this crazy camera work too, who is obviously not on the music tip, but he plays guitar and is nice with it too. Mm-hmm. But he's more focused from my perspective on the just directing tip. He got his degree and it's just been going crazy with doing work with all the homies.
Yeah, focused on the visuals. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, don't let him downplay him though. He's crazy with the guitar. He'll serenade your lady. I'm like, yo, stay down, bro. You can't. Don't pull up the guitar.
Yeah, no, man. Yo, okay. Is Enlightenment Picks the one that's doing y'all's like, y'all videos that y'all are putting out right now for Love Supreme California?
So as of right now, the most recent ones that we've been seeing is Brother Joshua. He's also been tapping in with his visual arts tip. I believe he's been, I don't know if he's got camera, but his camera's nice he's been using. But that's who's been getting the caption and everything, editing that shit recently too. He's been doing that thing. Wow. Shout out to the brother Black Guy.
Wow, man. Black Guy 9, man. You
getting the BTS, all that.
Wow, man. Yo. I love the videos, man. I know everybody's like coming in. Y'all kind of like putting it together as well as like it's, you know, y'all discovering new mutants out there and y'all bringing them into the school of Xavier. Yo, it's crazy. Bro, I love it, man. I love it.
Shout out to X-Men
97. Yeah, man. Yeah, so, yo, I got to ask this, man. You said you play bass, man. How did you... When did you decide, like, you know what, man, I want to pick up bass and start learning it? And how long have you been playing that instrument?
I'd say I first wanted to pick it up just hearing a lot of stuff, like, growing up. Like, for conversation, I've been digging since before I even, like, really picked up an instrument. So having a lot of instruments, but any of the ill basses, you know what I mean? Inspired me to want to pick up eventually, you know, like a upright. Obviously, I'm not there yet. But initially, I was like, all right, let me start off with the basic fundamentals. And I was like, I have the guitar, have fun with that, but let me pick that up. And this is both circa around 2015. I was gifted a guitar from one of my ex-girlfriends, and then a nice microphone I still use to this day. And then with my tax return, my first tax return I caught, like, after high school, I was like, let me pick up a bass And also, I'm a heavy connoisseur in games. Let me buy video games. So I bought Xbox too. And so I got the bass, and then didn't really intentionally have the what I'm doing now and still working towards to where I want to be in mind yet. But I wanted to have that in my arsenal to I have the tools around me, and I can still build with it and, you know, work with whatever. And then just after this is while I'm over on campus in the dorms over in Cal State San Marcos, so I'm like, all right, let me. On my downtime, let me see what's good with it. And then my roommate's like, yo, I got a guitar too. So they're over here trying to mess around some sounds. And then I'll throw, you know, whatever type of drum loop in the background. And then I started picking up the bass and then just trying to get funky with it. And then, yeah, eventually I was like, all right, let me, once again, circa 2015, 17, I was like, let me really focus and kind of like get a better understanding. And I'm still trying to get the best understanding. I'm not the best with theory, but I want to get a lot better with it. Just with how to work around it and have fun with it. You know, if someone asks, like, need a bass line, how can I work on it and then get that going? And that's been a lot of the fun just over the years, is evolving and getting a better ear, understanding, you know, how to, you know, where's what, you know what I mean? Playing, working my way around everything and just having fun with it. And also, yeah, just that part, just when I'm trying to grow around myself, just have fun with it. Because I'm not having fun, and you take a step back and like, yo, I'm not doing what I initially, you know, picked up the bass for. You know, I picked it up to have fun, and then eventually when I have the best understanding as I'm still growing, inspire folks the way I've been inspired, like all the illest that I've been blessed to hear or be around, which is, yeah, that's the pretty much all that.
Man, have fun, everybody. Y'all hear my man, yo? Have fun, yo. You gotta have fun, man. That's a major component when it comes to your expression, man. Whether it be in music, art, or writing, or, you know, visuals, whatever it is, whatever it's going to be, man. You gotta have fun, you know. That's major key you just dropped right there, man.
Facts, man. If you're not having fun, take a step back. Go read a book. Go spend some time with your fam, loved ones. If you're blessed to have them. Go outside. You know, do something. Drink some water.
Man, so okay, speaking of families, right? Mm-hmm. So let's ask this question. When were growing up, what was being played? Like, what types of music were being played, and you know, who was playing this music and exposing you to these different variations of musical geniuses that we have now, man?
Oh, dang. Both my parents, I've been blessed to have, you know, both of them, you know, raised me around a very, like, various, like, wild, you know, genre of, like, selection, little palette, I guess you'd say. Mm-hmm. Grew up, you know, anywhere from, like, Anita Baker to, you know, the Stylistics to, you know, Sam Cooke to some Chopin, some Liszt, some, you know, Hubbard, Lonnie Liston Smith. I come from like a diverse background, like Black, Mexican, Native American, and French, split between both my parents. So having, like both of them have their elements, like a lot of Latin stuff on my mom's side. So, like, I still have some of the first records that actually inspired me to dig was like a handful of like Latin records, some old like R&B records, like some Peter Frampton, random stuff that my parents gifted me. And I was like, you know what, let me start this actually, like, how do you say, this hobby, and take it as like eventually one day, you know, me and the homies, whoever, or myself, you know, create like a business out of, you know, exporting the collection I have or some type of stuff like that. But yeah, both my parents honestly blessed me with everything, like, you know, Norah Jones, like anything, like everything, yeah. I can't even think of anything at Rush. Like, I haven't really, like, was exposed to the basics. Not so like that, because I know some people are really exposed to it. Like, everything you could imagine for, like, the various hits from all the various genres, I would say I was thankful to be exposed to. And it wasn't, like, a very biased, like, you can't listen to this or that. It's like, if you like this, rock with it. And I was blessed to, like, if, you know, you want to do something, you're like, do what you got to work towards it, and then you know get it. Like, I've been always had that mentality, like all the equipment I have, the vinyl I have, I've, other than like the handful I've been blessed with my parents, like the few over the years, I caught myself. Every equipment I caught, and with the intention of like, yo, it's the intention, it's an investment, and it's just so much stuff with it. It's like, it's a piece of history, and I'm really trying to get to break it down. Like, whether it's digging with the homies at record shops and just reading, spending hours just having them, oh, can you throw this on so I can hear it? And then just reading the liner notes and just like, oh, this is who's on that. Let me go check out other shit from Reggie Workman or Simone Carter. Like, what are they doing? And that kind of like helped me to get a better like taste of, oh, let me take some crazy ass riff from like, some David Newman on some like fucking, I'm over digging through my shit that we'll do. Like some Ron Carter, David Newman, mixed with some Paul Desmond. I don't know. Wow. Throw on some, I don't know, Jazz Giants. Wow. Like young Jazz Giants, shouts out to that too. That also inspired me at a young age. Like hearing, even though I was older and they were obviously older, like a young Kamasi Washington and Thundercat and like all these cats going to school and high school, killing it. And like, yo, what, even though, I mean, they had a lot of like history and family behind that was like influence, but the homies they wanted to rock with and like build with, solidify, this is what we're going to do. We're going to run with it. That's what they did intentionally and committed to. And that's what they've been doing as we see all of them have a beautiful thing. And that's what I'm thankful to be around with all the individuals, not just immediately Left Supreme either, but like all the collectives that are around. There's just so many of the name, like for real, Burgers and Beats, you know, LDC, you know what I mean? Like, excuse me, JDC Records, JDC, you know what I mean? We got Beat Cinema, like there's this dummy of them. Ladies Love Loops, like everything around this Duck World. All the homies over here, This Is My Beats over in San Diego doing some crazy shit. Like there's a bunch of stuff. And then shouts out to the homies that like Matt EJ and them that allowed us to, me specifically, to have my first show over lockdown, to have that name. That shit was dope. Be able to rock and be on the platform for that, because that helped me to be like, all right, people actually want to hear this. And then like, I'm gonna get this shit going. To wrap in that conversation you're asking earlier, the intentional time. So from around 2015 to 17 was like, let me get jiggy with understanding the guitar bass. And then 2018 to like 20 was getting nicer with the bass. And then from then on was, all right, this is like beats with bass and then beats adding bass. And also, I don't do too crazy, but I fiddle with the sax and like the aerophone and stuff and incorporate that here and there. And then, oh, there's a lot of random stuff around the house. I'll, you know, try to have, if I can add into it, some crazy shit. But yeah, just not how do you, limiting your sandbox, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's just endless stuff around you. Like, this car is just driving by me right now. If I have my little outdoor mic, I have that money for, I'd sit here and just catch that and just, but yeah, I don't know. It's beautiful, man.
Yeah, man. You're great. That's great. Yo, who, first of all, just doing research, man. Is your dad or your mom? I think your dad is a veteran, right? Yeah, Navy veteran.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to my father, yeah.
Yo, shout out to your pops, man. Yo,
yeah. I've done a lot of traveling. Traveling as a kid.
Been all over.
Yeah. I was born in Corpus Christi, Texas. I lived there for a bit. You know, lived through some tornado, little floods. Moved to North Carolina for a little bit. Then went to Virginia. Stayed in Virginia for a minute. You know, they had like a little hurricane out that way. And then we drove from Virginia to here and around like Riverside, like San Bernardino area. Lived there for a minute and then eventually came to like where we're at now, McMenifee, between, you know, Temecula and Marietta, all that stuff for people that know the area. And then from like then on, I've been here and then I was exposed to a handful of homies that I was able to grow with. To have solidified the friendship, to know what the fuck is up, and then continue, just have fun. It's dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out, yo. Good, yo. Shout out to your dad, man, for and you and your mom and your other siblings that may have been a part of this whole military journey, man. We know it's crazy on families. You know what I mean? We got to start all over often, and you know what I mean. But just the experiences that y'all get, man. You know, just traveling around the world and stuff like that, man. It's priceless, yo.
Yeah, shout out to him. He did 20 plus years, I believe. Jeez. Shout out to him. He did his time. Jeez. So I'm thankful for him. And yeah.
Yeah, enjoy that retirement, man. Yeah,
I said, Pops, just say chill out. Yeah, enjoy your time off, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so okay, I got to ask you this, man, because, you know, you having a crazy vinyl collection, you know what I mean? You being exposed to all of these different genres of music, man, and it's opening up your mind and expanding your musical palette. Well, first of all, what are you using these days in order to create music?
I'm usually running through just FL. Equipment wise, I have like my little Mac. I just recently was invested in a new Mac because my old one just bit the dust. So we got that. Got my little Newmark. I run it through for the records. Got the SP I need to get comfortable with and learn how to really make in the box and outside the box with. But I'll channel stuff with that for when I'm recording in-house. You know, exporting through my JBLs. I got my Ibanez. I have little jazz series. I got the little basic, little first one I got, the white one. Then I got my six string. I got a few little guitars. I'm messing with it. I have two sax, I have a little alto, and then I have a broken soprano that the homie gave me through a good bill. I need to fix that. And then the aerophone. So just, that's the main stuff you'll hear, like, incorporated. And then you got, like, the M-Audio, little keyboard for my MIDI, if I'm not just messing around with dragging and dropping and cutting and all that stuff. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. Usually just relatively simple. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Yo, but what you do with it, man, you make these tracks, like, sing, man. So, man, the number one thing I keep hearing you say is you're investing in yourself, man. You investing in, you know, learning a good the bass guitar, learning the sax, learning music theory, investing in new laptop, you know what I mean, so you can create, and you know what I mean, investing in music. And
yes, sir.
You know, man, like, who gave you that mindset in order to just keep investing in yourself, man?
First and foremost, shout out obviously my parents, you know, God for, you know, blessing me with all the random individuals around me that have either been, a lesson for me to observe, or a lesson that I've experienced with, or myself. But mainly just, yeah, my parents really place a great foundation. I give so much thanks. I've been blessed with them to have, like, investment in different, you know, different avocations in life, not just in, like, one specific place, like, oh, wealth and financially, but, you know, with, like, health, with longevity wise, like with family, like how you invest in your time. You don't want to just be a workaholic. Obviously money's dope, but you don't want to commit to not even 9 to 5, like a 5 to like 10, I don't know. And not be able to have time to actually be physically there, mentally there with, you know, your loved ones while you have them. So invest in stuff like that. And then obviously the conversation of what you do spend your money on. Hopefully you're making sure that it's something that you don't have to, you know, flip. You know, there's a lot of records I have that I could easily flip for crazy, but it's just like, it's not for that. It's like, what do you want from it? Like, what are you going to do with it? Like, you sit here and, you know, I collect manga, I collect, you know, figurines, like stuff like that. Like, that's personal, like, investments. Like, it makes me happy. So stuff like that, reminding not just to do stuff for, like, external reasons, like I have to live, make sure I have investments to, you know, support myself and stuff like that, and have, you know, hopefully backup savings for rainy days, stuff like that. But understand I'm investing in, like, my, you know, happiness. Like, I could die tomorrow, so not be too worked up in the future, but have a balance. So I've been thankful to be, you know, well versed. I don't read too much all the time now, but I try to read as much as I used to. So just reading, being around people, watching stuff, just learning from my older family and loved ones is what helps me learn and kind of help gauge where I want to be and what I want to do with my life.
Yeah, man.
So I'm blessed. I'm thankful.
Yeah, yo, shout out to your mom and dad, man, and the people you've been blessed to be around, man, just instilling that mindset in you, man, because that's super important. And I want the internet to know something, man, like, you are allowed to, like, do what makes you happy. Yeah, you got to take care of business, especially if you're an adult. Like, you got to do the adult thing, p- pay your bills on time, you know, go to, you know, if you got a job, you know, do your best at your job, you know, feed the fam and stuff like that. But then also you're allowed to create another world outside of work, you know what I'm saying? And enjoy life. Because that was another thing that was major when we had the pandemic too, man, is, you know, like, what is working all of these hours and having all this money? What the fuck is it for then? You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be dead. You know what I'm saying?
Like, for real.
You can't enjoy it, you know? So, yeah, man. But, yo, I got to ask this question. Because, you know, you're, you know, a young gun, and you're also, you know, in college, and you know, I'm not sure if you have, you're in full time or have a job or anything like that, but
yes, sir.
What would be some advice you would give to somebody that's, you know, going through that, right? They may be in high school, you know, making beats, or, you know, get ready to go to college, or, you know, get ready to get a job and stuff like that. What would be your advice to them in order for them to stay on the path and keep creating? Because, you know, jobs, school, it takes a lot of energy, man. So majority of the time, it's after school, it's after work, it's after, you know, studying and stuff like that, and where you get to create what you want to create, you know?
Yes, sir. So for that, I'd say, first and foremost, learn to just accept failure early as it's a given basic, like, message I was given. And also, you know, don't be in a rush to, like, grow or also to get whatever it is you want. Because obviously the cliche shit, the journey is all what it's all about, but it is. So mainly tying into balancing life, college, school, all that type of stuff. And so I'm a full-time student. I tested at San Marcos, working towards my business entrepreneurship degree. Nice. Yeah, we got like, what, 6 classes I'm taking this semester. I got a few more semesters before I get my bachelor's. I got a associate's in sociology, business ethics. I wanted to teach originally, but switched over to business. And we're doing that, just tapping in with the music side. So I'm a full-time student. I work full-time over at Target. I'm like pay setting and like running different departments at times, or running the floor, as well as, you know, maybe helping in specific departments that need me in. So if I'm not at school doing homework or going to school, going straight to work, I'm doing that or that. And then when I finally get some time, you know, eat, kick a little bit with the fam and all that. So that's love. But learn how to balance your time wisely. You know, don't be too focused on, once again, like, oh, I need to have this right now. Like, focus, like, it's okay to, like, not get what you want when you want it, if that makes sense. Because that's something I had to get past. And definitely, there's so many little lessons I've learned, man. I'm just turned 27 a few months ago, and in that time, there's so many lessons. Like, get rid of comparison out your mind. Like, there's no race. Just, like, whatever it is you want to do, it's never too late to do something. Like, if you picked up an instrument, you picked up a trade, a talent, you went to school and you dropped out or whatever, there's no issue with, you know, restarting, you know what I mean, and picking up and learning what, you know, reevaluating what happened, how can I work from the past to where you're at now, and, you know, get to where you want. Just take the time, you know, really, like, I've learned over the time, I've been reminded through fam and friends, write this shit out, like, physically, like, write it out. The kinesthetic energy helps get that, like, that stuff really manifested. Speak it aloud, you know. Cut out a lot of the bullshit. Focus on what you're listening to and watching, because that plays a good mind of what you're feeding yourself outside of what you're physically feeding yourself. Read a book. Go exercise. Drink water. So that's the main things I could say. Spend time with your loved ones while you have them, and your friends. And you don't take every day you have for granted, even if, you know, you tired or something, and someone says, yo, let's go do something, or, you know, fam wants to go see a movie, and, you know, you're like, man, I gotta do this or that. Just balance your priorities. There's so much lessons in life. But yeah, that's what I can give you, man.
Yeah, man. Let me snap that up, man. I got snapped that. You just gave him crazy gems right now, man. Let's talk about your music, man, because you've been a part of some pretty dope projects, and this is just, I probably just scratched the surface doing research on you, Jetlag, Travman, but
yeah, thank you.
You've been a part of you've been a part of the Resonance External by Black and Soft, which is like the collab between Black Guy 9 and T Dot Einsoft, man. You did it's called Solar Chamber Techniques. Man, that joint was fire.
Yes, sir.
And then you were also a part of A Nap in Portland by Black Guy 9 on a track called Life. That was dope. And then you got, you know, Baby Steps 1. You also did a track for, you know, Release to Grow 2, the beat tape by you and T Dot. That was like 2020, I think y'all came out with that one. That was dope. And then I just seen you keep growing, man. Did the number one track. I mean, this is just right now, man, but mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have a number one favorite of yours coming, you know, soon. But
yeah, definitely.
But the track you did for Emmett's, the Forest from the Tree EP.
Oh, yeah.
T-Dot and the Loved Ones, The Soul's Stature. That shit is fire. Yeah,
that was fun. That was a fun one.
tell me about that track, man, because that track is, wow. Yo, that's one of my favorites off that EP.
appreciate, man. Shouts out to T-Dot as one of the main people. You will hear him get brought up often because he's a person just like the homie Christian Enlightenment Pictures I grew up with since I was a kid. When I first grew up and moved to Menifee, Christian was my first like kid as a little elementary grade school. And then I met T and around that time. So I have a lot of these like memories stuck with them. And this is beautiful for conversation. I tie that in there because this is the first project I believe the three of us actually had been up like, put shit together and, you know, released it. The session was literally just us kicking it at T's, just, you know, a lot of the time is we're just jamming a lot of herb is being puffed, you know, spliffingtons and, you know, having fun and maybe, you know, some wine or something classy. And yeah, just going through a session and they're like, yo, let's jam. All right, we're jamming. And then, you know, we flipped one of the, what's this, like, I think it was a Freddie Hubbard, like Ron Carter, I don't remember who else is on that, John. You had just, it was stacked.
Yeah.
Hubert Laws, like, it was a heavy one. And we were just like, all right, what's good with that? I think it was a sax or that the flute that kind of led it. And then we just, you know, were jamming and played the strings behind it. It just on some faded shit. And they're like, all right, that shit sounds cool. And then, you know, T doing his thing with the drums and then getting crazy as he always be doing. And then just helping to piece together the cuts. And then the mix was beautiful. And then, yeah, I forget who was on the mix. I believe it's either Joshua or Pax, if I'm not mistaken. Shout out to your boy Pax, crazy engineer. I forget who it was. But yeah, whoever was, freak the shit. And
yeah,
it was beautiful. It sounded nice.
Roboto. Yeah. Yeah, Roboto, Stoop the Kid, Stoop.
Oh, I'm wrong. Excuse me. Yeah, my bad. That's it. Yeah.
Stoop Kid Nick, Roboto, and then track four was Dio.
I'm on some high shit.
Dio the Soul. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Excuse me. My apologies, family, butchering that one.
Nah, it's good. Yo,
that's what all the homies do. They killed that shit.
Yeah, man. Because Dio the Soul, Roboto, Lune, Travis Fonville, and then I think, yeah, it's just y'all on that first track, man. But that first track of Emmett, the Forest from the Trees EP, is it just sets the rest of the EP off, man. It's four tracks, but I was like, yo, man, like we need more of this because it's definitely, so dope. Definitely. You know what I mean? Like the. I didn't get a cassette before it sold out, man. So hopefully I can get a cassette when y'all re-up. But
I appreciate you for reminding me. In that conversation, I forgot too. after for the full conversation of how it got, you know, jammed out. That got jammed out, and then it got sent and bounced around all throughout motherfucking U.S. to all the homies. And that's what's the another beautiful thing with how what everyone be doing. It's tapping with all parts of the coast. You know, you got the East Coast, you got the Midwest, you got the South, West Coast. You got homies over in, like, Tanzania and, like, the U.K. Tapping in for this project and then other projects and that song specifically. It's crazy to think about that, even really think about that like that. But damn, there's a lot of, like, outside of the conversation of, like, Love Supreme, Avengers. Like, there's so many other, like Justice League type shit, like other type of conglomerates that have already, like, been subgenre fucking Suicide. I don't know. Any type of, you know, squad. You got the Illuminati, and not on that level, but on the intelligent ones, the smart ones.
Right.
That's like the Professor X.
Yeah, man. Yo.
Black Bolt.
Yeah, that's in the crazy one. But, yo, and then, you know, you coming into, you know, Baby Steps, the very first Baby Steps, and then Baby Steps 2, you came out with January 2023, right? So... Sure. The evolution of your sound, man, between from the very first Baby Steps to Baby Steps 2, and the way you start off with Your Mind Is the Weapon, like that conversation with the music, man, it's like, man, you it's definitely like a hook, like you hook somebody with that first track, and then you just enjoy the rest of this. It's it goes so fast, man, like. I'm geeking out right now, but the album goes so fast, like you don't even know, like, because you're just enjoying the music, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so good, man. So what do you attribute your evolution of your sound from Baby Steps the first one to Baby Steps 2?
Just exposing myself to more life. Literally taking the time to not just for music, for conversation, go do some other stuff. Like, there's a lot of times where those ideas were for conversation, the end of lockdown and like the end of reopening into like real world for conversation. And all right, like if I'm getting like beat block, which is, you know, to an extent something, I'm gonna just take a step from whatever I have in this, go outside and maybe go smoke or go for a hike with the homie, and you know, I'll maybe just happen to have, like, for that conversation literally that got recorded, have us just what we normally do, record conversation, and just that happened to be a random thing that I was like, oh, this sounds fire, and then all right, piecing it back together and just, yeah, being able to be in the world reading, taking the time to really understand the equipment more and the program I'm using in FL. I don't really use anything else other than FL. Learning from the homies around me. They don't breastfeed me. You have a conversation like, oh, bro, you gotta find your own sound in your own lane. And that's the beautiful thing. Like, I personally, from my opinion, everyone has their own opinion. I don't think any of us really have, in the Love Supreme, have like, oh, everyone sounds the same. Like, everyone has their own feel and vibe. And I'm thankful to have, like, still continue to find my own sound and hone into it. But yeah, just build off of, like, as anyone, we're all, like, to an extent, we learn from our environment. So a lot of that mainly played a hand. Just, all right, you taught me how to help make this better. All right, perfect. Oh, this is like this is a plugin that would be nice for the bass. I'll build off of that and learn that better. Stuff like that is beautiful. And then, yeah, literally just taking the time to just a kid in the sandbox, just experimenting. So when I do have breaks outside of school, work, taking the time to, you know, have hiccups and, you know, mess up and like, oh, that mess up actually might be what I want to use now for like a song a month later. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just learning stuff like that. Not once again, not being too serious, even though like obviously all of us can get worked up, but like, yo, I'm just trying to have fun. And then eventually, like, when I'm intentionally trying to do something, don't limit wherever that feel is going. If it's not going from, you know, if I wanted to go one way, obviously learning to not, you know, just limit it to where it could go. Like, no, it can go anywhere. if I want to have this synth that I didn't expect to, like, maybe we have it progress out differently and then mesh nice with some keys or something or some flute, I'm going to let that play out more as opposed to introducing the bass or something. Like that would have been not something I would have initially wanted to do like a year ago or 2 years ago. Like understanding like spacing and just like still learning like gaining and stuff like that. So like getting a better feel of what the hell I want to do. And then just remind myself, all right, this is my sound. It's okay. Obviously don't compare yourself to nobody else because it's your own sound and just have, you know, own it. You know what I mean? And just have fun with it. Like, you know, if it's not what, not, you know, remind myself, I've learned, especially from then to now, from Baby Steps 1 to 2, and then especially from 2 to 3, and now I have a little bit more of my arsenal to release other projects. There's so much, it's just so much to do. And just don't be focused, you know, don't worry about it. Like, just do your own thing. It's not a race. And when you want to release your stuff, you know, release it. It doesn't have to be a monthly thing. It's beautiful. I'm inspired by all the homies getting crazy every fucking week. Low tech, you're getting crazy with that shit. I'm inspired by that shit. I know it's like, obviously, everyone understanding yourself. I'm on that right now with my timing, with my life. So it's like understanding what I wanted to do and understanding like not everyone's going to like your shit at the end of the day. So getting past that, from like the first year to like now, was a big curve, which I'm very thankful for. And now, like, I'm gonna play what I'm gonna play, and it's not my fault. You know, I got invited to play something somewhere, or you know, you happen to be here while I'm playing. If you don't like it, you know, that's on you. And if someone else is bumping it and they're fucking with it, I'm sorry you don't like my music, but I'm not making it, you know, for anyone else other than myself. And then hopefully, if it does inspire someone else, dope. But I make some shit to have some fun with and just like, yo, this is fun. And show my parents, like, yo, what y'all think about this? And hit my Nana up, like, yo, what's good, Nana? What do you think about this beat? Mm. Shit's beautiful, man. It's just fun.
Yo, do you play, did you play Baby Steps for your parents and your Nana?
Yeah, so they actually sought it out because they be tapping on my social media when they see me post stuff. They were like, what the heck?
Support, and then yeah.
I couldn't even tell them, like, oh, I already listened to it. And, oh, like, I didn't like the vulgarity, but I like it. I was good. Like the beats, like, you know, the music sounded nice. And, you know, like, sounded like, you know, you. And I was like, oh, that's nice. She said, so that's what you're doing, you know, whenever I'm, you know, at home, you know, just, you know, in the lab and they're hearing some weird shit. Mm. It's like, or if I'm having they'll think I'm having, like, talking to someone else and just me, like, messing with some sounds I recorded and then talking about it. So shit like that, man. It's just funny. But nice. Yeah, man. I played it for them and they liked it. I'm thankful for that.
Support, man. Like, my standout tracks, man, like, Your Mind Is the Weapon. That's the first one. Negative Is Positive Now. You Got Some Change. Have Fun With Yourself. what else? Conversations With My Conscience. What else? Rise and Shine. Man, I wanted more perspective too, man, because that joint's fire. How you ended it, yo. It was crazy. But, yo, man, but... man, so okay, let me kind of round this out, man.
Yeah, do you think, bro?
So, good. You know, I Love Supreme, man. You performing? I don't know how many years you've been performing live, but when I seen, well, I saw one of your performances on I Love Supreme California's Twitch channel, and I think it was you starting off.
Yeah,
the spacey, like, Sun Ra-esque, like, yo, what you was doing, I was, yo, blowing my mind over here in Texas, man. I was like, yo, what the hell, yo. So that's one of the reasons why I definitely got to tap in with y'all soon, man. I'm only 4 states definitely. Away, so
we need you.
But
it'll be dope,
man,
to have you get funky out here, bro.
Yeah, man. But yo, like, what goes into your thought process when you know you got up a beat show or a beat performance coming up?
Well, you're talking to me like right now. I got a show tomorrow, less than 24 hours. But yeah, for Rooster Realms again. For conversation, what goes into mind is, one, first and foremost, get a good understanding of like what I want to do, like as a means of what feel I want, because I get reminded, because I get in my head a lot of times by like, the people, like the homie Joshua earlier. He's like, bro, you have a lot of cuts, like you don't have to play like a 10-hour set, like, you know, play like whatever. So, you know, just remind myself, what do I intentionally want to go for the day? So that's one of the conversations I think about. All right, what vibe I want to go for? And then two, am I playing new shit or old shit? And then am I playing strictly new stuff? Because I always want to play like, I never want to play the same set, and I never have. So you're never hearing the same songs. And if you do, you hear maybe it's the second time you're hearing it. And yeah, that's it. You're not going to hear it every time. So I try to have, how do you say, like a nice cycle of the sounds I'm showing people. Like I've played a lot of Baby Steps 3 and then some Jet Black stuff and projects that I haven't even named yet, but have like a playlist of Alt 4 in mind that I have played a lot of, or, you know, shared, whether at live shows or not. So it's like, all right, do I want to play those? And how am I going to go about that? And then after also other random human conversation, when I'm getting anxious, like, oh, damn, I got to, you know, the human side, like, I got to play in front of some people, like, fuck. Like, shouts out to Wave Roof from Beat Cinema and him and the homies around them, you know, Kobe and all them. And I remember we were just puffing before, I think I performed there earlier, mid last year, I believe. And just like, yo, like, you're just playing music, you're playing your sounds for like your friends and then other people you're either never going to see again or people, once again, who gives a fuck about, like, as a means of opinion, because you plan it, you made this music for yourself and also for people to, you know, just bop to, you know, you don't have to fall in love with you. So just have fun. So that same narrative tie into that, like, don't get too in your head about it has to be perfect or I have to have my transitions blended perfect. Like, no, like, obviously plan ahead and trying to get it sounding nice, but if it's not perfect, I'm not gonna, you know, sit there and, oh, it's the end of the world, I gotta stop my set for 5 minutes now. Like, when I first, like, my first live set, I think I hiccuped and then had like 5 minutes just trying to refix my program, but it wasn't like the end of the world for conversation, thankfully. But from then to like now for conversation, it's like, yo, if you mess up, the crowd's thinking, like, you remixing the same song. Like, no one's gonna know until you make it known. So all right. That tied into, yeah, just try to approach it like I'm just trying to play beats, like new sounds for the homies and people that whoever wants to hear it can enjoy it. If not, here's some sounds for you to hear in the background while you're talking with your friends and microdosing. So that's the type of vibe like I come forward to for like live sets, because I didn't have my first live set for conversation in person until Open Aux somewhere, I forget. And then a Love Supreme. And then once again, shouts out to Matty J and it's slipping my mind right now. I feel bad. The Far Side TV during lockdown, my first COVID like online set. That was my first official set. And that went well. I was thankful for it too. So from then to now, just, yeah, just have fun and understand, like, yo, it's not the end of the world if, you know, people don't fuck with it. Just go up there and play your sounds and enjoy your time.
Yeah, that's dope. Dope advice, man, that they're giving you, because you're right, like, nobody's gonna know if you make a mistake unless you just let it be known and you just freak out and stuff like that. But if you keep it moving, you know, they want to see what you do, like, they it's almost like they first time listeners, you know, trying to figure out, like, all right, who is this person playing this music? Do I want to support them? Do I want to follow them on socials and buy their music and listen and, you know, stuff like that, man. But, man, I'm glad that advice was given to just have fun. You got a lot of cuts. Just, you know what I mean, pick a sound and just go play, man, and have fun, you know.
That part, man.
Yeah. What's been one of the most memorable or significant moments from your journey so far? You know?
Damn, that's a big one. I'm thankful to have a lot to think of, so many memories, but so many different times that were either lessons or super dope times. So off the top, the one my go-to just has always just made me, like, reminded me, like, yo, I appreciate, you know, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. I always said God telling me, like, yo, you're on the right path. And, you know, especially towards the start of what I was, you know, releasing music, when we had the homies come down, young Roberto, Jay Hill, and at the time it was Low Tech, thank you, brother, thank you, came down and they had Airbnb and we were just rocking before Love Supreme was even created. And we're just kicking it and yeah, we're just having a great time, like having them, and then they're at Airbnb like about 10 minutes from my crib, like in T's crib, because we live like up the street, not too far from each other. So we meet, like, so once again, you got Jay Hill, illest dude. You got Roberto, Low Tech. You got, I believe, Joshua, brother, Black Guy was there. T-Dot was there. Christian was getting flicks. You had myself. We had brother Orc Music, killer with it. He pulled up, and just a bunch of the, I believe Taki pulled up. I don't remember all the days, because I remember I wasn't there for all of them. Brother Solis was there too. And just having that vibe of like, yo, we have so many dope heads. And this isn't obviously tapping into like the full, like all the heads of other events and other little sessions, but that was like, yo, this is dope. Like, take this and like enjoy this, because this is like one of the first of like many, like, yo, just vibes and reminders of like, just keep going and have fun with it. And yeah, just building with a lot of the loved ones since then, and just having fun with it. Literally, since I think that was one of my favorite, because yeah, we made dummy cuts during then. We had like dope little memories, going to the beach, you know, going to hit ramen spots. I love ramen, one of my favorite things to do, digging ramen, you know, record shopping, just hiking, just little stuff, just getting to know each other more. Because at that time, a lot of us had either, it was towards the end of lockdown when shit was first opening up. So our stuff wasn't fully opened up. So we were just getting to know each other outside of like, how do you say, outside of social media, because we would Zoom, like, especially to the brothers, because I wasn't always able to make it because of school and shit. But almost like 3 times, 4 times a week, the brothers were in a Zoom just talking about life and obviously, you know, making music and, you know, getting other insight, like, how is this sound? How could I mix it? And stuff like that. Or making, you know, send me that, like, let me add this. Stuff like that was handling, like, a lot of the time during lockdown to the end and then to, the, like, the opening of stuff. So we were officially meeting each other in person outside of, you know, just knowing each other through Zoom. And it was dope. So that also cemented a lot of friendships. And, yeah, all the honeys are dope, man. At that time was probably one of my favorite moments that I can recall from, like, recent times outside of, like, all the, you know, shows or concert, just going to get food with some friends outside of like doing anything musically. Digging, it's always fun. Like, yeah, hitting Puba, I love just going to new record shops with homies. That's another experience that I always enjoy. But yeah, there's so many new things.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, that was a crazy time. Yo, that was literally just 3-4 years ago, man, that we just went through that.
Right.
Yo, time be, wow, yo, time be flying, man. Yo, so jet lag, man. As we round this out,
Yes, sir.
These are my last three questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
First one is, if there's one piece of advice that you can give to your future self, where you are right now, what would it be?
Be more patient and be more present, I would think. Because just, I know as much as I plan ahead, I do that too much sometimes recently with getting caught up with how things go. It's like, your life. So just slow down and, you know, like, enjoy where you've come, and then remind yourself, you know, maybe, you know, every few years I might need to, you know, recheck myself, what are my goals, and you'll be thankful for how far I've come, and then know there's so much more to do, and there's always something more to achieve, and there's always something to learn. Like, I can always level up in some way, shape, or form, so there's never like I'm accomplished, just to remind myself that, I guess. There's obviously accomplished things, but I mean, I could always be nicer than, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the conversation.
I get it. That's dope. Now the second question is, how can people tap into you? I think I heard you say there's a Baby Steps 3. Am I tripping right now?
Cause Yeah. So so we got Baby Steps 3. It's been low-key long away. I was supposed to drop it on my birthday. I feel bad. I was supposed to, you know, give the people some new sounds over a few months now. But it's about a year since the last time I dropped something. So I'm thinking about dropping something soon. Like, y'all might even see me in the next few weeks, if not the next month. So y'all might see a little bit of a rollout. I'm going to get some more stuff just solidified as me the track list. So Baby Steps 3 is definitely done. It's just a matter of testing my order of how I want that and exactly what vibe to give y'all. We got Baby Steps 4 marinated. But that one is on the back burner because I want to put a lot more instrumentation and, yeah, a lot more, like, all right, this is just fun. But it's actually like, yo, here's some bass shit. Some shit that makes you, like, get that stank face. And then I got Jet Black. Joshua, my brother, Black God. Joshua and I got to finish the project. So he and I feel so bad because my brother, he's a workaholic. He kills it with the beats. He's not working on his own stuff. He's mixing something or doing something else for someone else. So he's killing it. So I'd be having conflicting schedules because I'm a busy bee. But I guess got to pull up and finish my part for like the how do you say, some of the instrumentation side, because it's a collab project between, you know, so I'm not just doing bass. You know, we both doing we bounce between who's doing drums or who's doing the sample or who's playing some keys for this genre synth. Like, it's both of us like, oh, is this where you want to take it? And I love that dude because ever since I met him circa like before lockdown 2018-ish, I'd say end of 2017, we would just jam and not have to say shit and we'd take it there. And it felt like church. You know what I mean? So, like, so I always love jamming with him. So that type of shit, you can discipline myself this next few weeks to get Jet Black done on my end because he's always ready and cooking. So that's going to be coming out this next season. I'm not going to reveal too much. And then there is also, you know, we got monthly beat compilations going to be coming out through A Love Supreme. So y'all going to be getting, if I'm not mistaken, monthly editions of all the homies that was able to pull up and, you know, it's good with it. Show what the homies are doing for that month. And each of us has, you know, a track, if not multiple tracks. And yeah, just giving it a vibe. Brother Pax is holding it down with the, you know, mastering and mixing and all that fun stuff. The scientist, the wizard. So we're going to be getting that for other, like, projects we're going to be part of. And then just a few other homies I have that I'm just trying to build with. I've got projects as a means of like having homies rap on, but the titles and like full fleshed out stuff hasn't been solidified. So I'm not going to tease y'all too much, but there's a lot of stuff in the works this next month. Plus you're going to have Baby Steps 3 and some other stuff, maybe some teasers for Jet Black. And yeah, keep on the lookout for visuals and all the homies. You might just hear some bass lines or some other, you know, Trav little sprinkles here and there and that shit.
Yeah, man. Yo, you got a lot of stuff happening. Yo, 2024. It's about to be crazy. I'm excited for this, man. I'm excited for these albums, man. Yo, Baby Steps 3, Baby Steps 4. What'd you say? Black?
Jet Black. Yes, Jet Black Travel, Black God, Jet Black.
Yeah, man. Then the I Love Supreme compilations, man. Wow. Yo, man. Yo, you listen, internet. If y'all not tapping into, you know what I mean, jet lag, Trav, man, and I Love Supreme, what they doing, man. Y'all need to get hit like right now, man, because
thank you, bro.
I love what y'all doing, man. Like, that's, man. I wish And I think we're about to start setting some things up for my Austin crew. But San Antonio, I got a couple people that I'm linking with right now. So I think we're about to start building too. But man, I'm excited for y'all, man. I'm super excited for y'all, man. We support you over here at the Rec Show.
Thank you.
Jet lag, man. How can the internets follow you, man? And where can they, you know, support your music and buy an album and, you know, stuff like that, man?
All right. So first and foremost, I go by, once again, Jet Lag Trav, as the brother said. That's the at. You can find me on just about everything, all the socials. I'm not on TikTok. You won't catch me on predominantly just Bandcamp, and I'm going to start uploading stuff that doesn't have a home on SoundCloud to just bring back that vibe of dropping stuff on there again. And so, yeah, mainly just Bandcamp, JetLagTrav/TravisFarmville. You can find me on either of those. Instagram, all those, same handle. I don't believe, I don't have anything else on Apple or any other external spots right now for a reason. I want to have a good amount of the series done, and then I want to do a treat for y'all before I release stuff to this the outer worlds on everything else. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Just Jet Lag Trav, if not Travis Fonville. That's me. I appreciate y'all for the time, man. Shout out to brother Goldenmine, dude. He's the illest.
Yo, man. Yo, you the illest, bruh. Like, yo, y'all really killing it, man. Like, I'm really digging what y'all doing, man. Yo, once again, internets, the one and only Jet Lag Trav, man. Travis Fonville, man. He's a college student. He's a bassist. He's a beat maker. He's a instrumentalist. He's a what else you doing, man? He's a live performer,
business entrepreneur. You gonna catch some businesses start popping off these next few years?
Yeah,
I mean, just keep your eyes out, man.
Man, what else you doing, man? He's man. A collaborator, man.
Collaborator, man. I'm an artist.
He's a collector.
I'm an anime fan. I love. Vinyl, love cassettes. I'm over here looking at some new shirts I got from a group of homies that are crazy. Shouts out to first and foremost, all the homies that are doing your art and doing your thing. Shouts out to y'all, but even more, shouts out to everyone doing merch, because y'all killing it. Y'all pushing it, indie artists for real. And if y'all have merch and y'all want to tap in outside of this, feel free to hit me in the DMs. I'm open, dude. We can chat up about anything. It doesn't have to be about music. If you want to ship me your link to merch, I'll tap in. I love collecting art. But even more, we can talk about life, anime, what you going to eat, ramen, anything, man. I'm an open book. But just feel free to hit me up, y'all. I appreciate y'all for your time. If you don't want to listen, enjoy any of the other people, Golden Mines. There's so many crazy artists around me. I appreciate every ear, for real. Thank y'all.
Yeah, man. Yo, Travis Ronville, a.k.a. Jet Lag Trav. Any final thoughts for the internets?
Ah, man, final thoughts. I love y'all. Thank y'all for the patience. I know the people that be like, yo, what's he doing? Y'all been patient. So I appreciate y'all for real. But yeah, appreciate y'all. Just look forward to just more music. Look forward to more love coming from all of Love Supreme and myself. And I'm trying to be tapping in with a lot more of everyone. Don't be surprised if you see me over in another country, just digging and kicking it with your homies. You should be kicking it with us too.
What about I say about myself? Yeah. What about when I speak? As it means, I'm like, on your back and the sun be on your face now. Be on your way, may you never waste a day. Elevate, cause all we got's today. See, memories can fade, but legacy remains. Run that back. May the wind be on your back and the sun be on your face now. Be on your way.
Yeah. This shit is raw as the rugged year I was born in. Your validation of Mars lacking importance. I can feel myself morphing from a novice to Morpheus. Timid beginnings to me and T, menace and beats we medicine, sending rhythms and dosages. And I done seen too many signs to ever ignore that more exists. Straight from the eye of Horus, it's the oldest soul. Exposing foes, bringing hope through quotes and all sorts of other gorgeous shit. They ain't take the risk, so pay those mortgages. We got the choruses. Big dreamer turn schemer, taking action cause I ain't waiting on these scraps like hyenas. Born leader since fetus till casket, and even then I live on through the masses. That's very massive, positive pull, spiritual God magnet. Yeah, and that's definite. Till infinity I won't rest a bit, till I cop my kids are residents.
May the wind be on your back and the sun be on your face now. Be on your way, may you never waste a day. Elevate, cause all we got's today. See, memories can fade, but legacy remains.
My moon is in Gemini. Need me a little bitch who gon' swoon when I'm dead inside. My Mercury and Libra and my sun too. We all need to learn to see real people in our suns too. 1-2 check, spin a bottle for the ones who rest. Grip the throttle, wonder what moves next. Spin the block until I get the clock to talk and tick. Painted by the prophet, constellations in my oculus. I major my godless pockets tainted. How they profit, I'm elated by a pot of piss. Still lacking confidence, afraid to be monogamous. Diction scripted by nameless and afraid to be forgotten. Conviction shifted by mayhem, I be waiting in the garden. Like goddess, be honest, why me? Ain't worthy of what I'm handed, but on the high key I am. Cause I understand it, you standing behind an IP. Your man have been underhanded, I hand them all that my eyes see. I planted the upper hand, I'm enchanted behind the eyepiece. Never felt like nothing but a vessel in an entity. Fuck who's sent for me these days, I'm solely focused on return. No enter key will stop until his sessions with T. Dot Silas enter key.
tracks represent every living person on the planet. The white lights are humans. And these are the mutants.
They tell like younger kids or other producers like, that's cheating. You can't really be separate from bro. Like when it comes to this producing shit, you can do whatever you want.
You've been listening to the Rec Show podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, and leave a comment. Remember three things: believe in your music, take care of your mentals, become the best version of yourself. Until the next one, Golden Mind signing off. Peace and love, yo.
Be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
These young boys getting better. This is not like the NBA when you can retire. Like, this is, you have to keep going.